Hey, Olia, it's your Shalisa Bocheni Vibes, a shot of soca. We are here, we are in studio.
Yep.
I'm here with my wonderful, wonderful co-host. Hi, Annie.
Hey, Super. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm alright.
You know, let me take a little moment just to, you know, you and I talk a little bit, you know. We're back in studio.
Yes.
We have our first guest for the year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's fresh out of Trinidad and Tobago as well.
But
he's not from
you
Trinidad.
Two got real conversations to have.
You know, he's not from Trinidad though, but he's, you know, he's here, you know.
Yeah.
So between both of us, we're gonna mind the business. You okay
with
that?
You think we should tell the people who we got with us?
Let me do it. Olia in the studio, we have none other than Kaylee representing for UK Soca as well as representing Antigua and Barbuda.
Oh, you mean?
I know the thing. You know, welcome to our shot of Soca.
Yeah, yeah. I already have my shot in.
Welcome to our home.
Yeah. I already have my shot in.
All right, let me take one more.
Let me start something. Yo, everybody, it's your boy Kaylee. You don't know from Antigua. You don't know how it is, you know what I mean? Mass in tongue.
Started. So, I mean, if you started, right? Let them know where they could find you one time. So you can plug yourself in one time.
Definitely, everybody. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, Spotify. It's Kaylee Music 268. You know, 268 is Antigua aerial code. So Kaylee Music 268. DM me, message me, email me. You got it there.
Not email.
We can't email?
No, you can email him. The email caught me off guard. I'm not
going to. sorry. For the younger generation, Snapchat, TikTok,
No TikTok, no Snapchat. Yeah. You're showing your age. You say email.
I am.
You might as well say carrier pigeon.
MSN.
Just let Annie know you're talking to the corporate people.
Yeah, the corporate people will find when talking to you on email.
You know? Yeah.
Email
the high-end clients. Clients will call. You know, message. You'll get
your
email.
They're not going to be TikTok.
You understand? Maybe one of the people who are looking for people might you know.
Yeah.
But then they were looking at TikTok. Look for your page and then look for your email and then still send you
email. You're not seeing it.
It's okay. It's all right. Don't worry. It's Kaylee. I got you. Look how you're beating. I like. We here. Kaylee.
Yes.
Straight off the boat, right? Who's Kaylee?
Who is Kaylee?
Yes. Well, Kaylee, let me be like open and tell everybody right now. Kaylee is a musician, not only a soca artist, he's an international artist that deal with reggae, R&B, all type of music, soca. He's a father of two.
Very cute children.
Yeah, thank you.
Sorry.
Annie, how you know about your children?
Because she
emailed me.
Oh, she emailed you to get all that information. Right. Wow. Yeah, okay. I didn't make your business of that. Sorry, Kaylee.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't do all that background.
No, I didn't do all that background checks.
Listen, women, we are great FBI detectors. Listen, when we're ready.
When Oli like, you see how it is? Oli just dig on her own grave?
Yeah.
You see how they just dig on her own grave?
She just said everybody, right?
You see how we women is great FBI detectives? Mm-hmm. We know!
I don't call that digging a grave.
We know.
I'm saying it in my chest. We are good FBI detectives.
But one thing we know how to do is to leave without a trace.
Who?
Sometimes. I messed up.
As
you were saying, Kaylee is an international musician.
Yeah, singer, songwriter, dancer, born and raised from Antigua. Love my country to the bone, you don't know. Hey.
Mm-hmm. Hey, to the world, right? We're gonna know why this is laughing in a minute.
We're gonna talk about that, man. But that's basically it, man. I'm a friendly person, humble. Hardworking.
Extreme.
Yeah, I love to talk and have a fun time. Yeah,
and drink alcohol.
And drink alcohol.
What is your shot?
Let me be a team for right now. But we shot in English Harbor.
It was smooth, man.
It was actually smooth. It was.
Yeah,
it's the first time I've heard it.
I need to bring the 10-year-old. We have a thing here because there's not a lot of Antiguans in London or whatever. So
that way you think,
yeah.
That way you think. Any kind of word that leave and come out. I'm telling you, they just come out from the cracks from everywhere. If you have burning flames, red hot flames,
we come out. Everybody come out and jump.
They'll come out. You understand? If you go to a SeaWorld jam, you will see plenty of Antiguans.
Seriously.
If you go to a SeaWorld jam, because you'll have Dominicans, Antiguans.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, we love Dominicans.
They will all party together because it's literally
the same kind of culture.
Yeah, my mom.
I never see you rep Dominica. Where's your flag? How you mean?
She always curse me for that.
Yes, she should. Curse on your behalf. Where is your flag?
Listen, you don't really have to say much more. Ask her where to shoot Grenadian flag ever come out here.
Excuse me.
Ask her where if a Grenadian flag ever come out here.
Hold on.
Never seen you with a flag.
What do you mean? Everybody knows I'm St. Lucian. Both my parents.
Where flag?
Not here.
Exactly.
Well,
exactly.
The cipher's blue. I see a yellow. And I can make it.
She's slick with this one.
There's a black.
She making a papier mâché flag. Where's this?
The yellow's for the sun. The blue's for the sea. The black is for the...
Continue. Right.
Yeah. That's what the flag is for. Next episode.
You good there, Kaylee?
Yeah. Next episode.
Don't let she pull you up like that.
Next one, I'll bring my flag.
Where my mom flag at, you know what I mean?
Whoa, Jermaine. Sorry.
See, the producers are on my side. The lights are blue because he knew.
Carib culture. Thank you very much.
And I will say that they did ask for the lights to be red. But he went for blue for St. Lucia.
Look the red there now.
Listen, so we're not talking
about
we're
not talking about St. Lucia anymore, no. Nice.
And now they're blue.
next podcast, we're gonna have her with her flag.
I will have my flag next podcast. Oh, yeah. Remind me, we're gonna see about that.
So, where your inspiration come to being an artist or wanting to be an artist? How long have you been?
Singing and performing, I should say.
I shouldn't say singing because you are a dancer as well. So that's all part of the artistic side of who Kaylee is.
Well, personally, though, when I was born, my mom and my dad, they had a band, a gospel band, used to sing in the church and travel and whatever the case may be. So I've always been up in like the studio and learning how to put harmonies or whatever the case may be. My mom does write her own songs or whatever. Unfortunately, I did not fill with the Holy Ghost.
That's why.
So she keep praying for me and all that. But I started singing in a choir and been around music. I can't play any instrument. My dad can.
Have you tried?
Yeah, I tried.
The attention to it, eh?
Yeah.
It's be difficult sometimes. Yes.
It's not your skill set. It's not.
Is that because you can sing, sir?
I love the mic. I love hearing music. So I used to sing, dance. I used to have a group in Antigua that we dance a lot. We dance even for Ricardo. We call New Alpha. And we used to perform for different artists and whatever. And in 2011, it kind of changed my mind to actually sing soca because I used to sing like R&B and dancehall and write for different people around that time.
Mm-hmm.
I never, honestly... People don't kill me. I never used to like soca.
We'll come back to that because there's a question that I asked you. We'll come back to that, but I'm ashamed.
Don't be ashamed.
It's too late.
I'm sorry for you, partner.
An Antiguan Dominican that does not like soca.
Yeah.
No, who did
that
not?
Was,
did not.
I said, did not. Not.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, did, he did not. I didn't say does. I said, did not did, like
yeah,
soca.
Nah.
But he was born where?
In Antigua.
Okay.
And you're going to pull off the band-aid. So where does soca rank in your musicals, like if you listen to music, right? Is soca number one?
Oh, yeah.
Is gospel number two? Is soul number two?
Listen, you best say yes for your mom.
Yes, of course.
You know, so so where does it rank? Where's your top three genres?
All right.
Three, two, one.
This is going to surprise you. Soca is number one.
Yeah.
Reggae is number two.
And then we have
dancehall.
Dancehall. So would you say the reggae and dancehall is two separate things?
100%. 100%, man. 100%.
And you prefer old school dancehall or the new thing that we have?
I can't understand them. No offense to the young people. I can't understand them fully. Not all artists. Oh, but this is unfiltered, isn't it?
It's unfiltered, but I'm laughing because I'm somewhat with you. I'm just like, I'm there for the vibe. I don't really know what you're saying, but yeah.
Understand them sometimes.
You can't understand.
I don't understand what they're singing about.
Yeah, I struggle.
But you do the TikTok dances?
No.
Listen, I need to get you on a TikTok. Now you said you're a dancer. Before you leave, we're going to get you to...
Yeah, they tried. When in COVID, they tried to have me dancing or whatever on TikTok. I did not like that.
You did not like that?
I did not like that. I still...
Bad Mando dance.
He said he was a
dancer, no? Yeah, I love dancing.
Mm. Just not on TikTok.
Not on TikTok.
But to be fair, you always dance. When you're on stage, you have real presence and your waist is really active. Ooh. So yeah.
You noticed? Do you see my email about that? His face.
Annie, don't you even talk about the man, how good he could sing. You talk about look how it is his waistline access.
Annie, unfiltered, guys.
Even though we're talking about dancing, at least say, when you're performing and you're singing and you're singing real good.
And my waist, don't forget
that. Annie, you can't just go straight to the man waistline.
We're talking about dancing. When Annie, we're talking about the
seriously, Annie, listen to him before you look at him.
She's being honest.
Production, you're not needed in this episode.
All I'm saying is, see what's going on. Artists,
if he wants to talk, he can come and sit on the sofa.
It's not happening. He will never come out from behind.
He's like, he's here, but
he's not here.
You know, so just so everybody's clear, a shot of Soca, Annie, when she watching artists perform, she just be watching.
That's
from
not
the
what
waist
I said.
Dumb.
Did you not put waist? Did waist you not dumb. Put waist in my mouth?
She don't really listen.
I heard.
She don't listen to lyrics. She don't listen to
how this song.
I just saying, if you're not sure about what is I saying, just rewind at least a little 2 minutes, and you will hear her literally said.
Yeah.
She was asking about his waistline. She brought that up.
Guys, we're talking about dancing. What else am I supposed to ask?
So all my artists out there, when you're performing, if Annie's in the crowd,
she just.
Make sure your waistline is practiced.
I rest my case. Yeah. She just said it.
Yeah.
To be fair though, when I went to St. Lucia, everybody can dance. Like,
thank you.
The guys can wink up. The woman can whine. Y'all bad.
See? Mm. This is why I like Kaylee.
Oh no. But when I went to Trinidad.
No, stop it.
You could have stopped there. You could have stopped there and we would have left it at this is why I like Kaylee.
Since we are going there, I messed it up.
It's too late. How was Trinidad for you? Because was this your first time?
This was my first time.
Watch your face.
Was it everything that you expected it to be?
Watch your face.
I'm going to be absolutely honest with this place. He saw the glimmer in my eyes about Trinidad. Let me tell you about Trinidad. And mind you, when I left London, I went to Antigua for a bit and then I went to Trinidad. I hop off the plane. I walk through, what we call that? Immigration custom thing. I just come off the plane. Trinidad woman look good. I'm not gonna lie.
I agree.
Beautiful.
Very stunning woman.
And I didn't even leave the airport as yet. That's one. Soon as I leave the airport, the amount of love I received from everybody.
So much pretty girl.
Yeah. No, they're not lying. It was a vibe as soon as we walk off the airport. In Antigua, we don't really play music in the airport.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of new to me.
In Trinidad, there was music in the airport.
Hmm? Pumping.
Is that
one
just because
time.
It was carnival? Or is that?
But there's always music playing.
Once you pass
immigration and you're going to get your bags and stuff like that, they will have because you go through where you can buy your alcohol and stuff like that before you
go duty free before you even go and get your bags. Mm-hmm.
You're reaching duty free before.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you
makes
get
sense.
You hit duty free and then you could go and get your bags because you could stop and sort out your phone if you want to.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Buy wherever you want to buy and then you go and get your bags and literally get bags, you go straight out and you're out and you go.
Do
your
they
way.
Just play soccer?
Well, if it's carnival time, predominantly, after carnival, you'll get a mixture of music sometimes. Okay. But because it's Caribbean Airlines is the main hub in Trinidad Tobago, you will get more soca than anything else.
Love
well,
that.
That was good. That was a good experience.
So you stepped off the flight and you was just like, wait, this is where I need to be.
First thing I saw was a beautiful lady, everybody looking good, everybody smiling and everything, music pumping. Then they took me to get my first doubles.
You'd never had doubles before? Oh, you've been missing it.
Yeah. I had doubles, dog.
It's so mad because doubles is such a simple thing that is done so perfectly.
It's not simple.
Well, I mean,
I had two.
It's chickpeas.
I had to get two.
It's chickpeas.
That's how much you get?
Yeah, I was starting, bro.
Just two.
I had my first when I first came.
Yeah, no, no, no.
Was it most you had? If it wasn't China, how much you had? That was you had straight.
Three, and then I had three one time, but there was gyros. I was eating. I'm not gonna lie.
I've been told Trinidad. That's one thing I've been told. Trinidad Carnival is good for food.
Yeah, no, yeah. Trinidad is boy. Stop.
Listen.
No.
Don't put words in my mouth because I never said Trinidad.
Let me say it.
I want to go back. I said Trinidad Carnival.
Once you're in, it doesn't matter what time of the year you go to Trinidad and Tobago, food is always going to be a highlight. No matter if you're in Trinidad Carnival. During Trinidad Carnival, you have so many more vendors and things, and you still have to be careful, right? But on a whole, Trinidad and Tobago, when it comes to food, you walk off, as you walk out the airport, there's a food place right there that you get in your local cuisine one time. You understand? You drive out to the main road. It have people on the side of the road will sell you fruits, will sell you whatever it is. If you go into any of the malls, you'll get traditional food. You'll get your KFC and all that kind of thing. Okay. But again,
he represents in hard.
Foods. You understand? If you come in Trinidad, the mall is literally 10 minutes. Sorry, where's that?
Nothing.
I want to go back to Trinidad.
Eh?
What she said there?
I can't.
You know what? I go ahead. Because when it comes, I go ahead.
So you're going to go watch
me? Yeah, I'm going to watch me.
She asked if it's good food. Let me be
honest. I said, is it good food?
It's good food. Great food.
Food is food.
I don't understand.
It's good food. But when I was staying with college boy Jesse and his mom and his wife and all that, they cook like crazy.
Yeah.
And that's great.
Oh, that's
food.
Good.
Yeah. That's great, man.
Nothing's better.
Shout out to college boy Jesse as
college
well.
College boy and family. You don't know. Curly. Yeah. Mom. Yeah, yeah.
Nice. Great food. So, from a musical aspect, I don't feel like you fully answered that question.
Sorry.
When you stepped into the All Stars band and working with them and working with, you know, obviously seeing Ding Dong, Mikael.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, I saw Farmer Nappy when you was there, performance and stuff, backstage, rehearsals.
It was a different experience because I never had that, and you have to understand this. I come from Antigua, like we listen to, you know, different music, whatever, and you will occasionally see certain artists pass through Antigua and perform and whatever the case may be, but you never get a one-on-one with them. So if you ask anybody if they see, you know, Farmer Nappy, you probably see him like maybe in Antigua, but to be in the same room with him, to see, you know, Super Blue and hearing them talk and, you know, Iowa George and whatever, all the time you're in the crowd, maybe in Antigua, like, you know,
jumping up,
and then to have them in the same
in your room vicinity, like, your space,
this
whole
to control a band. Low, high, and you're seeing fun. Good on. And you watch they perform and you see how they talk to their people and how
you learn a lot.
It was overload. I was really excited, but I didn't even have no time to like.
Is that overwhelming?
It's so over because so much I have to retain. So much I have to like. Oh, I'm going on next. Yeah, they tell me. Oh, I was all over the place. Whether nervous, whether excited, whether like I need to do more. Taking in advice.
That's the adrenaline.
The adrenaline just
has you in a pure high where it is you're not sure whether you're coming or going.
Yeah.
You know, and in those moments, that's when it is you recognize how much it is you love and you just want something that much more. Mm-hmm. You know? So unfortunately, I wasn't able to come to Love Story because I had another event. Man. I had another event that same day.
Yeah.
And I know I miss out, you know, because I really want to.
What was Love Story?
You know what? I'm going to grass up Kelly. I'm going to grass him up one time because I messaged him. I messaged him like a week before and I said, yo, are you in Trinidad? And he didn't respond. And it's only when it is, I then messaged him on WhatsApp.
Yes.
He responded probably like the next day.
So what do you message you him? Understand? You should have emailed him.
That's I should email him.
Yeah,
you know,
email me, man.
Because I know he's a UK soca artist and probably the only UK soca artist that was in Trinidad at the time. It would have been great to just speak to him mm-hmm. while it is
yeah,
was there.
Yeah, he did
but,
try to reach out.
But
yeah.
I did catch them on the beach the final
yes,
day.
Did.
Yeah,
you understand?
That
and,
was
and that was that was.
Thank you for the content you sent me.
This man, you know, this.
Thank you for the content you sent me.
Hey,
but wait a minute.
Thank you for.
You're welcome.
He didn't need to record it. I have to thank them.
I sent him the stuff,
yeah,
and then he's the one that sent it to you when I already sent it to you.
Yeah. He came and find me.
I came and I recognized because I looked on, I had messaged him that same day to find where he was. And I just happened to look on Instagram.
Yes.
And I
saw my stories.
I said, wait, Kaylee's here.
He was stalking.
I literally got from where, because I was on the beach probably just after them.
It was a
so
nice
I got
beach.
Up and I turned around and I went straight by Richards right there. And them was all sitting right there.
No, right behind
me. Literally behind me.
Everybody Shaker right behind College. Me. Everybody. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Shout out to Shaker as well.
Shaker HD.
One time. HD,
yes. You know? Big up yourself. I know you're going to be watching this. Yeah.
So performing on a
so cool.
Trinidad and Tobago stage.
Yeah.
What was that?
What was that like? First and foremost, big up to College Boy Jesse. Because throughout, even in the car with him, the kind of advice and the kind of hype.
Mm-hmm.
He was holding a kind of secret for me. I didn't know it would have been that crazy at Soca Love Story.
Yeah.
His wife as well put on a great grand setup or whatever. And I walked in there, we were behind stage. I did not know for Marcin Town, they had like a whole band rhythm section.
Yeah.
Ooh.
For the song.
But that's how it should be.
That surprised
said, ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, with the rhythm section.
I was nervous. It's been a while I haven't been nervous going on stage.
Yeah.
I sometimes do miss it because even when I was speaking to like other artists or whatever, like, you still get that? Well, I don't get nervous anymore. I get that excitement
but that's good.
Tingle,
that's
you know what
good
I mean?
Thing.
That's good.
But I got nervous. I got nervous at Soca Love Story, yes. Mm. And I was talking to the stage manager, like, she's like, what happened to you? He's like, I'm not gonna lie, I'm kind of nervous. I was like, just before I came on stage, you know, I hear the song playing and he was announcing it and like, say, we worrying about Kaylee. We have things set up for you, you know. I said, what do you mean? And then the band guys moving the joint say, don't worry about that boy. We go party.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like, Marcin Town, right?
Yes, yeah, Marcin Town.
Right. No way. And I started like, yeah,
like,
and
the
song
started.
Yeah, and he just get, oh man, it was good. It was good. And that fog machine, yeah. You know, I'm short, so when they blast that thing, nobody could see me. Yeah, like, it was crazy. Big up to the college. Yeah, it was a different experience because these people really love soca. In Antigua, shout out to my Antiguans, whoever. In Antigua, we have this saying.
Mm-hmm.
We might see you guys perform and we don't move. It's like Antigua is like the hardest crowd to please.
Oh,
I'm
saying really?
Trinidadian is the hardest crowd to please. But the love and for a new song, a new artist being there and they jumping up. I was like, wait, you all know this song? Well, it doesn't even matter if you know it.
If it's the a vibe, it's a vibe.
Yeah, they
yeah,
is
that, let me tell you.
So
it's a vibe.
I'll tell you what it was, right?
Yeah.
It's the nature of your song, right? With the rhythm section attached to it. It brings a different dimension to when you're on stage. You understand? If it was just a DJ playing, people would be standing up.
Okay. Yeah.
Because
okay.
you have the All Stars band back in here.
Big demo
and then you have College Boy Jesse ringing in through the back. You understand what I'm saying? And then you also still have.
So it's all of that.
All of that brings an elevated presence.
Perfect.
In and around you. And when people walk into that, they already let go.
Yep.
And they're ready to jam and enjoy themselves. You understand? Literally, mass in town. Because the venue was Songforge, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Songforge was the venue. So it's a very open venue. So even though you'll get hot and thing, it's that breeze
passing through and so forth.
So you know, and I was really happy for you.
Thank you, man. I was very, very happy.
And I know one of your partners and them was real hurting. You understand? I felt like, what's right? He was hurting from below neat under
here. He called him.
Where? He wanted to be there. He wanted to be a part of the experience because...
So, right, 2025?
No, no, no. He can't come.
What do you mean?
We revoked that passport.
He's going to come, though.
No, I revoked it. Until he speaks to me...
True.
Until he speaks to me, he ain't going nowhere.
True.
Nowhere.
He was supposed to be
supposed to be here, so you ain't going nowhere because you didn't come here today.
Let me drink to that.
Let me just email Pajo and let him know. Yeah.
Let him know he had to come groveling, yes?
Yeah.
And then he also has to say curry chicken instead of chicken curry.
Yeah, I don't know if that one's going to happen.
That is going to happen. He's done it before. I have video evidence of him actually saying it's curry chicken.
We're going to Antigua in May.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
You want to shake the place. Come on.
That's good. You know, so I know Annie had asked you some stuff about soca music.
And I'm going to... It kind of... Like, it threw me that you said you didn't like soca.
No, I never...
But then... I think I kind of, the song that you said made you fall in love with soca,
mm-hmm.
I kind of somewhat understand because it's kind of it's not late, but it's.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. So let me just ask you, what song made you fall in love with soca?
All right.
And why?
And this is totally honest. We uncut, unfiltered here.
It feels like it's all connected now because we're talking about Trinidad and there's a theme. What song made you fall in love?
The song that made me fall in soca, if anybody know me, was What Less. Came out in 2011 from Kes. That's when I...
Kes and fall. The band?
Yeah, Kes and the band, sorry. Kes and the band. Hmm? And that
Kes
made me...
Kes the band.
Kes. Got wrong.
Hey. The band. I was just following the leader, you know?
Yeah. I don't lead in that. I am not the leader. Yeah. If you lead me...
I'm auxiliary. So that was me speaking from auxiliary support,
right?
That's how we do it, yeah.
Kes the band.
Kes the band.
Yeah. I didn't know it was soca. Because I did not know whatsoever.
So what did you think it was?
I just thought it was.
We thought that Parano.
Yeah,
that's
no.
No, but what genre did you think?
Because before then, I used to love like R&B and sing R&B.
Mm-hmm.
It was easy. Like I was Antigua. We accustomed to the devil rhythm, the iron kind of band from Burning Flames.
Mm-hmm.
So it was nothing that sound like Antigua.
I find it weird, right? That you're saying that the song that made you fall in love with soca was. Kes the band
and
not up any Burning Flames
any
song.
Any Burning Flames song.
Not one?
I love all Burning Flames tune.
Yeah.
You understand? But they never made me ever played mass. No offense. It's not about you. I grew up in a Christian home. Mm-hmm. And even when I was rebellious to whole Lions or whatever, I was still like, I just go for the line. You know what I'm saying? I didn't really take in the music. Everybody kind of jamming. Only now after... getting involved in soca, I really appreciate Swinging Engine and these kind of thing. And I will, because I get the soca spirit now. But it was worthless. Somebody can really sing soca. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that was the first. That's when Kes came out. I don't know.
Kes was out before. Long before that.
But that was the first time I heard.
I think for most people, that would be the first. That will be the first Kes song that kind of resonates for
it was
a
song
that
put them on the map and sold them on the map. You understand?
When he was Kes, and he had his band and stuff
because they would sing alternative music.
Yeah.
You understand? So they were a band like how Free Tongue is.
Yeah.
So Free Tongue, you know, and now Kes, he said, and he'll still sing soca music,
mm-hmm.
but that song, What Less, came at a point in time where there was such a massive shift in the soca monarch and all those things. So that song just came at the right time.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Yeah, like it's literally from
it
that, so many people got to love soca music in and around that same time.
True? Well, that's
2010,
good.
2011. Because
that's
good.
Because the production of soca music was a lot quicker.
Yeah.
And the artists that you had on rhythms and stuff like that, you know, like Bacchanalis and them kind of tunes there. When those tunes came out and the Antilles rhythm and stuff like that, oh my god.
Oh.
You like the rhythm?
That's a good rhythm.
Yeah.
You can't skip any song on that rhythm.
You can't, yeah.
No, it'd be disrespectful.
I'm not good with rhythms, you know.
I'm not good either.
I'm not,
but
there's some rhythms.
There's some rhythms.
You're right over my head.
Stick in there. They just stick, you know.
Nah, yeah.
What was on that rhythm?
Antilles. So you have Ilfanals.
Yeah.
You have Nadia Batson, right?
Marshall had a song.
I'm trying to think because I said I don't know the rhythm. What song?
Well, Antilles rhythm.
Yeah.
So you had Ilfanals with oh gosh, let me sing the first one. Sing the first one. Isa Bacanales. Like Kill Windu Bar, right? Isa Bacanales. Yeah. I love plenty. Bacanal. In your eyes, Ilfanals.
Oh, right?
That is a tune. Right?
And then you have Marshall. Then you have Marshall Montana. Marshall Montana. Yeah. So really, really?
No.
I like that. Don't know Marshall.
I can't forget the Marshall one.
Manasi is a good one. Come.
Wait.
Come on, the Marshall and the rhythm. Antilles rhythm. See that Bacchanalis.
I'm singing that song. Yeah. I can't know. What was Marshall's one? Please just.
Are you serious? I wish I could just play it for you, you know, boy. I wish I could just play it. I really wish I could just.
It's
play
the
it.
Way that I do my thing, yeah.
And so I'm saying
that song. Oh, I sing you, baby.
Yes. Is it with the music? What? Tell me what?
I can't behave at all. I'm whining like a madman.
You understand?
Yes.
Who want to watch could watch me.
That's me, dog.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's also, a good rhythm. That's
so
a good
those rhythm. Those in those moments, you see how it is here, see how excited he is there now?
Mm-hmm.
And where you are now, right, in 2024.
Yeah.
Right.
I was about to say 2023, you know, sorry.
Anyway,
I'm a year behind.
We clear in 2024. Your first soca song, what was that?
My first soca song that I did. Me? Mm-hmm. Me. Oh, well, I made the beat and it was not good.
What was it?
Was that the name of it?
I'm scared how to say, you say people it was... because
wait, is it out? Is it out there? Can we find it?
Yes.
What's fine. It called?
No, we had a joke away. In Trinidad because College was playing it and Pumpa was playing it. Everybody was sitting down. So they was going through my archives of music and they keep finding embarrassing songs of me.
Listen.
So I don't want the whole world.
You need to start
those songs are the songs that Lady Platform,
true.
Right?
Yeah, true.
It shows and your growth and your progression over years.
Oh, it's cringe.
It's cringe. Well, do you know, it probably is cringe. For me. I can't lie to you. It probably is cringe. However,
just picture sitting with all artists just laughing at this.
But don't worry.
You need to go and find their archive so you can laugh back. That's what you need
That's
to
true.
Do.
Pumper, look out. Yeah. But it's called Go Head Gal. Go Head Gal. Why? Why did I do that? But anyways, Go Head Gal.
What year did you release it?
After coming from my church
after
home.
What after what lesson?
Good Christian home. Go ahead,
yeah. 2011 or 2012, yeah.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
And so your progression from there, when did you move to the UK?
In 2019.
2019?
Yeah, late 2019.
Yeah. Wow, so you just reached here then?
Listen, he's fresh.
I don't know fully too much about London, however.
Okay.
I don't know all
no, because you basically, you got here and then it was COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you miss out real plenty, yeah?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, if it is you were here, say probably like 2014.
Yeah. I would have soaked.
Not even that.
Even for
the
me.
Antiguan contingent in London used to be, like, they used to be in every fit, massive.
Yeah.
You understand? And then as soca changed it the way that it was being produced.
Yeah.
And also the only recognizable artist from Antigua, rest in peace, Ricardo Drew.
True.
Was still fighting through the ranks, 14,
Wait,
15.
How is he the only recognizable artist?
Well, no, I'm talking about in the last 10 years, okay, yeah. Last 10, 15 years.
It's facts.
You understand?
It's facts.
But if you go back, because even from before that, you would have to go all the way back to Burning Flames, Red Hot Flames. You know, you would have to go. Now, you see, my argument is Onika Bostic from Antigua.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And Onika Bostic passed away in 2005. Early. Don't reference me on that. I can't give you at least 2005.
I just say early.
Somewhere around there. Reference. You know? And she was on that
level.
She was already in Soca Monarch finals.
Yeah.
You know, she was already a mainstay in Trinidad and Tobago Carnival as well. She had an unmistakable voice, you know? And she was carrying a baton. And after that, I can't really think of who would be another Antiguan artist that would be after
that. We got great artists from Antigua, but it's no... That's why I say don't sugarcoat it. It's big up to Drew and his team, Karma, and everybody and so forth. Big up to Ricardo Drew, not gonna lie. Yeah, he does. Out of Burning Flame, he did put Antigua back on the map, however. And also, that also helped with me in Trinidad to wave this flag around and like, oh, everybody coming over there, sorry, whatever. And I'm surprised that people even know some of the backstory with me and Drew, that we used to dance for a while. And
oh, people knew that. That's nice.
Yeah, because he do fly down people from Trinidad to video and stuff and so forth. And we all in the same kind of camp, however. So yeah, it was surprising for them to like, yeah, I remember when you tell Drew that you're going to sing.
So
I
know you're on the stage.
I did tell Drew, sorry, bro. I don't want to dance anymore. I want to sing. And it was kind of,
Well, he laid the platform for you to continue pushing forward.
The team cried like a baby dog when he passed away.
So I think everybody did, to be fair.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It was a shock. It was a massive shock. That was uncertain.
Back home, you know, the man went back home.
Yeah.
Turned the eagle right back home. The last time I saw him was in Miami in October. And we were just vibes in. We went up in Miami Carnival, and I couldn't wait to like come to Trinidad. Karma reached out, and because everybody was messaging me, like I thought it was a joke, man. I thought it was a joke until like management reached out to me and like, stop playing.
You know what I mean?
And then but like, everything cool, man. Yeah. Rest his soul. Big up to Patrice and the kids and everybody. Nah, you're good. But we're just going to keep the flame, man. So,
full flame.
Yeah.
Keep flying the Antiguan flag high.
Of course. Everywhere.
But I know you have a trend, that flag in your back pocket, but we won't talk about that.
Yeah. We're not going to talk about that.
I love that.
But I'm going to ask you another question.
Go.
Because, so, out of, like, what artist would you say has inspired you, like, to continue down this soca path? Because it's not easy. I know it's not easy. Like I've done artist management. I've been in different parts of the soca scene industry, and it's not easy being a soca artist. So out of, like I said, what artist would you say has inspired you and can helps you to continue to push?
We'll be honest.
That's all we want.
I can't lie. that really pushed me down the path. The question is one way, but I have like, okay, let me explain it. I want to be able, not to be big and famous, but be versatile. Learn my craft like Kes, being versatile. Mm-hmm. Can sing soca and R&B and collaborate with different people. As Kes, I don't want to be famous as Marsha, but I want that power, that control like Marsha. There's different type of people. I want that sweet melodic voice from our Antiguan artist Tian. He have that type of range, and I want to work hard like Ricardo Drew. You know, even
you have a few different reasons.
I don't want to be, and I never really care about big and famous or whatever. But once you like what I like and you enjoy what I give out, and the fans can challenge me and I can challenge myself, like I can see myself in a dance hall track, soca meet dance hall, soca meet I'm a piano.
Listen,
and
it will happen.
Kaylee attached to that.
Yes.
Yeah, give me that, bro. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I want to work.
And I say speak into existence and it will happen. And keep working hard and
I always tell every artist I talk to, or, you know, in passing and wherever, the yeah, sorry, while it is the While they're getting their drinks, I will just plug. Alcoholics. Make sure you all follow A Shot of Soca on all platforms. If you miss any part of it, you know. Listen, let me drink something by the time.
They can see it.
Oh, you can see it. Oh, I thought I'd move out the camera frame.
Right? Nah, you know, you're in the frame. You're in the frame. You know?
Yeah.
And if it is you want...
I thought I was like, I'm hiding.
No, no, no,
if you have any questions for us, you have any questions about the podcast, make sure you can follow us. Ask us anything you want.
Just DM us.
I am not personally going to respond.
But I will.
Annie is going to respond. You understand? But email if you need me to answer something, ask Annie to ask me.
And I will ask. He may not answer, but you know? I will ask the question.
You understand? So that's
I have another
good
question to ask.
Go first. Yeah. Swing
so
to the, swing.
My next question to ask you is, so you have various artists that have inspired you. Mm-hmm. What artists would you love to work with? Like,
definitely
collab. Like, what is your dream collaboration?
My dream collaboration, and it's not nothing in soca,
isn't it? Ooh.
No, Chris Brown. I'm not gonna lie to tell you. I really
do you know,
love the artist.
I can see.
Yeah.
I can
so
see
for
it.
A Shot of Soca purposes,
oh God.
What soca artist? You understand what I'm saying? Move your Chris Brown self from here.
Because you're
I'm playing, I'm playing.
So wait, alright.
I play because you know you're versatile.
It's Chris Brown. Because when as soon as I started saying, you know, I can write for R&B and whatever, this guy came on the scene, but I was way a little younger. And then it grew to a love and a passion because he could dance.
He's a very good
he
dancer.
He can sing.
He's honed his
he
craft.
He can act. So I fell in love with this guy.
Yeah, he's perfected
even
his craft.
My son right now. My son's name is Christopher.
After
Christopher. I didn't name my son. Well, mom told me, I want you to name it after somebody that you love. Because my name is Kiefer. My dad named me Kiefer because his favorite actor is Kiefer.
Kiefer Sutherland.
Kiefer Sutherland. Kiefer Sutherland. Oh, do you know what? That was my mom's favorite actor.
You're right. Oh, my God.
Maybe it's that generation.
So my mom wanted me to do the same thing.
For her,
so I don't have any actors.
Yeah.
I don't have a singer. So
you did Chris
name
Brown.
Name somebody you love that you always smile. So my son is Christopher, but not with a C, with a K.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Cool.
I did you one, son. Here we go. You know, so it's Chris, and yeah, that's it. Oh, and I love how he's
for
on
the Kaylee.
That's it.
Okay.
Keep it in family.
But now, I'm going to challenge you.
Go
because
ahead.
Before we started recording, you did say you was going to change your name. Or you contemplated it.
Oh, this girl
listen,
remember these things. Don't...
Listen, my memory is wicked. So.
I concur. This did happen.
Are you saving me right now?
No.
I am saying I am agreeing with my co-host. You understand? I'm agreeing. I'm agreeing. But you also need to let us know.
This is why Pajo should have been here because he could have backed you up.
Yeah. Now, Pajo back up who?
Yeah.
Who he backing up?
That's his partner.
He's a small fry.
That's
your partner. That's your partner. No, that's your partner. I have nothing against Pajo. That is my real brethren. You understand me? It's just that he from Guyana. I'm from Trinidad. It will never, work out.
Yeah.
And Otme, to all my Guyanese people and them, don't worry. I love all here.
We love you.
I love all here. It's just that we have certain disputes.
We have
and things
wait,
that we need
over
to.
Over what?
I think they have a problem over roti or something.
No, it's over grammar. It's over grammar.
Really?
What? Yeah,
so,
it's over
so
grammar.
Which like one of you can't talk properly?
You all just put the last word first and then the first word last. Or they put the start the sentence from the full stop and then go backwards. So
I am sorry to Pajo, but the next time when Pajo talks, I'm going to listen. I'm going to listen and see how he talks.
Basically, how can you just say that backwards?
No, and I'm saying the way how they were saying something.
Respectfully, he's saying it nice.
I
say it backwards, but respectfully.
Listen,
your sentence starts at the end.
I am being politically correct.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
We say it in a nice way.
Of course. Because you really feel like one of them guys is coming for me?
Can you give us an example?
They have real guns anymore.
Right?
Can you give us an example of your putting the last word first?
Remember, you have Guyanese
first.
Fans. So,
I said it earlier on.
So how is it meant to? And I'm being.
I said it earlier on the podcast.
I ain't staying on this too long.
I ain't staying on this too long. There is no way you could have a pot, right? And you put some oil in the pot, right? You put some aromatics in the pot.
This way, listen,
right?
Where he's going.
And then.
This is what they're beefing over.
You're going to. Put the chicken in the pot first, and then you're going to add the curry on it because you have to cook the curry Uh-huh. Before you add the chicken.
Not everybody cooks the curry.
So then it becomes curry chicken.
But not everybody
cooks the curry first. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. No, so that's what I'm saying. If you don't cook, so that's if you don't cook listen, the curry first, that's whole, you listen, curry chicken.
No, because no. Because if it is you're making it the other way, right, you would make a curry sauce. Right, and then you would grill your chicken or grill your meats, and then you would base it on there or pour it on there. Right,
no.
That's what you would do, or you put it in at the end to give to get the flavor run through it. Oh, but you would be making a curry sauce, and you'd be adding your meat to it. So regardless, you'll be adding your meat or your protein to the curry sauce.
You got a point.
You understand? So. At the end of the day,
you can if you're Guyanese.
At the end of the day, I have no problem.
They can.
Because I'm so part.
I have no problem.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's why I don't need to be here.
Once it tastes good, it's all right. You know what I'm saying? We go work with it.
Next time I'll come into the shot of Soka, I'll bring in Pajo.
Yeah,
listen, and y'all can have your dispute about
this. They can have their dispute. And
if you want to, just went back
to bring,
home and came
if you
back.
Bring samples of a curry chicken and a
No. Pajo, bring his
as I said, I am very happy to taste the difference and to be the decider on which is the right way to say it.
All right, no problem.
And we will be honest because it's unfiltered.
Oh, you don't care. You're just staying on your belly. Move from here. Move from here. You know, but in terms of soca, right?
Yeah.
Who you want to collaborate with?
Yes.
In soca now. Yes. So apart from
Chris Brown is your ultimate.
For artists. Yes. You asked artists.
I did say your ultimate artist. So Chris Brown's your ultimate soca collab.
For soca, who I want to collaborate? Who do I
I feel like I know what your answer is.
Okay, go, guess.
But now I feel like it's wrong.
No, guess.
I would have obviously said Kes because of what you just said.
Yeah, it's Kes.
Yeah.
But no, because I start writing for people,
ooh.
I think kind of differently.
Oh, okay.
So I would write for Kes. I probably, and that hurts me in a sense because back then when I was just singing, I was like, yeah, we should collab together, but not like writing it. It's a different thing. People always ask me how I write because I used to write, but no, I really write professionally. However, me and Kes, too similar. It's like you asking for Kes and Mikael Tejer to do a song. Can you tell the difference?
So you think too...
Wait. It would have been amazing. Ask for Mikael Tejer with Bungie Garland, probably you get a wicked or something.
That's,
you
that's,
did.
Yeah,
you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're very different.
Two different kind of... That's my thing. You get a sweet song, yes,
but
you have to contemplate like, the what if and no writing for people like my heart, I would love to do a Kes song, but then Kes would be sweet, so I have to be the grungy person, but I wouldn't take it to that level.
So
nobody ever hear Kes with Problem Child. That would be, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so you start to think creatively and you get out of the box,
so unfortunately it wouldn't be Kes, although I'm dying to have that.
Okay, so what's your answer then? Because you still haven't given me your answer. Because I said what I thought.
Just say the name. Just say who it is you feel like, you know, you're most creative with.
Wait. But I have to ask you. You know Kaylee now. You ask me who Kaylee is. You see my backstory growing up, you know, kids life. Who you think?
No, we want your answer first. No, an answer. Watch me. I answer nothing. Nothing.
No, but sir, you are the guest. I ask you
exactly.
Questions.
Yeah. Don't ask me business.
No,
don't ask me nothing. Go on Instagram. Go on Instagram and message me and ask me.
Listen, email me and then I'll tell you.
Okay. Before I answer, think of one.
Okay.
But don't change it.
No, don't change it.
Just in case. You guys can tell me so I can reach out to the artist. Locked in. Don't let me change.
I'm good.
Love you. Please tell me your answer.
You go first.
No. I want him to answer
first. He wants you to
answer. I ain't answering nothing until he answer.
Sorry, my co-host has spoken, so you have to.
This is going to throw you for a loop.
No, go for it.
So who I would love to...
No, I want to hear your answer.
No, I want to hear his answer, and I will see who mine is after.
Because he said his answer is going to throw us for a loop.
Let him throw the loop. Let him throw the loop, and I will...
Oh, see, I'm already changing your mind. That's why I don't want to answer.
It ain't going to change my mind.
You're not going
to
tell me.
I'm not going to. Until you tell me yours, I ain't going to tell you who it is. I think you should.
So let me put an example for you.
Do you know?
So,
okay.
Let me put an example for you. Me and College Boy did a song together.
Mm-hmm.
Our voice kind of compatible. Match,
yeah. Yeah.
The song is a hit. Marcin Tong. Go mm-hmm. check it out. Marcin Tong. College Boy just see Kaylee.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. That's okay. That's the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, think really hard.
Who
you would like to hear Kaylee with?
I know who I've thought about it now. And that's who I would like to hear you with. But I still want to hear his answer.
It ain't going to happen until he responds.
So you need
you
to
have
speak.
To be because, so difficult, bro. Because she wanted to answer.
I'm not going to answer until he answers. He ain't going to answer until you answer.
I'm
so
scared.
Okay, next time I'll say it. I
would love to hear your views because I probably wouldn't.
You'll hear my views
it.
After.
I would
want to reach out to that.
You'll hear my views after. I ain't going to change my mind though. So who does Kaylee want to collaborate with?
Hmm? There's three.
Okay, go ahead.
Three?
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Adamo.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Is it good? Yes.
Amazing.
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Yeah.
It doesn't really matter. Because he have a kind of... Yeah. Kind of different vibe.
Yeah.
Not too sweet, not too...
Yeah.
Mika Mello.
He has the army vibe with him.
Yeah.
So he does have the army vibe with him.
He has
the
army vibe with him.
Yeah, he has the army vibe with him.
Pumper. Because I feel like...
That's one I was going to say. I can't lie to you.
I was actually going to
say him.
Pumper.
But that's not the main one I was thinking.
Because if I can get a nice song to sweeten it down with his high energy...
Ben over.
Perfect. Oh, perfect. Pumper, I'll write for you. Three. What happened? If I guess you right, what would he say?
You haven't guessed my main one though. So what's your third? Because the person that, my main, that wasn't Pumper, but I did think of him.
Female or male?
Male. Well,
male.
Male. Yeah.
Wait, you're not going to do that, bro.
It's male.
Your main one, but you don't know what gender it is.
I know what gender, it's male. Go on.
I say nothing. Number three.
Who was your number three?
Trinidad. It's from Trinidad or Antigua?
You could do whatever you want. My face ain't going to change in a partner.
You only have one?
I only have one.
He's stone-faced. What's your third answer so I can get his, so I can get mine so we can ask you the next question? Why are you staring at me?
I don't know. You're throwing me for a loop, buddy.
What, like, my third answer?
Yeah.
My other answer. What's
just... So I have Adamo, Pumper. Okay. You know what? I want to throw you for a loop now. Instead of a guy, I want to go female to mess you up. Okay. I want to hear what you say. You said male.
I said male.
So I'm going female.
But it's you know, left field.
Who would a nice and do me female though? Who I would, as a female artist, I didn't know why I was thinking all guys, whatever. Sorry, ladies. I love y'all. Yeah. Let me go today. You said male. Stay there. A female artist I would love to collaborate. I love, what's that? Not a girl name, but I'm not going to do that. I would like to do something with Nessa Preffy.
I would not have guessed that, but okay.
Why Nessa Preppy?
She have a different style, way different than mine.
Mm-hmm.
Way totally different than mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm itching to see what that looks like if you put those two together. You know what I mean?
So what about Jadel though? Because Nessa Preppy and Jadel have...
It's a similar...
Not
similar, but Jadel can sing a little better than Nessa can. No disrespect to... Nessa.
I want to go back to Trinidad. Oh my God.
Yeah, behave. You know, but they have the same look.
Yes.
You understand? Because
yeah,
they both make sure that their image always looks, you know, the part.
Yeah, that's true.
Nessa's a little bit more grind.
Yeah, she's harder.
You know, harsher.
Yeah.
And Jadel, she has, she can go other side.
She can be smooth, but she can be grimy.
Yeah.
No, that's my point. If she bring out the grime, I bring out the sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I will always go for more versatile people. Or if somebody's set in their stone, I know, okay, they won't show me a loop. I can be, you know, the soft one to the hardness, or whatever the case may be. Fine. That's how I look at it, or whatever the case may be. So Nessa Perry would definitely throw. You'd be like, why? Yeah. Because she bad in videos. She bad how she bring on her vocals.
Yeah.
And I can just ease behind, whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
A lady that will give me challenge for writing though is Nadia Batson. Oh, she's so beautiful though. I love you. Ain't gonna cop.
I mean, that's not why she's gonna give you a challenge at writing. Oh
yeah,
she.
Oh yeah, no.
I thought you was gonna tell me why she was gonna give you
no, because because her singing range is kind of it's kind of different, and she have a kind of style that I was missing. You know, you ever hear Denise Belfon?
Yeah, I'm gonna give you my answer.
Yes. Sorry.
For me, your perfect matchup would be Nadia Batson, because she's a brilliant writer, right? And she would fill the spaces that you would need in your writing that's the only person I know that because of how your voice is, your voice can match with Farman and who she uses as her collaborative artists. Farman Appy is one of them, right? That's one of her main people that she likes to work with because they write together.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And Nadia has so much grounding when it comes to soca music.
She's well-rounded.
You understand?
Man.
Like, and she could sing. You understand? And for me, she would show you a lot more from a female perspective as an artist, which would only enhance your 100%. Abilities as an artist.
100%.
That's just my
100%. You see how much I was like, Nadia Vargas. I listen every song that I listen to her, like, and then when I go through the credits and see that she writes it, I'm like, I need to get my skill level up, man.
Yeah, she is magnificent.
She writes songs.
Love her bad,
like,
bad, bad.
She's very good at what she does.
You never seen me sing in Marketplace, dog. I'm one of the girls, them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No, I'm
looking
saying, like,
yes,
I feel like I have a whole market. I don't understand how she do it. The intro alone, catch me. It's like my girlfriend, she was like, yeah. I'm like, no, you're not hearing it. Pong for pong. I don't feel to wake up from the start. You know? You're not hearing this.
I was feeling it,
dog. I was cooking home and like, she first like, inside the basket.
I am the hoodie.
And Keita didn't dance with the rest of the intro. And
oh, now you need to dance the whole intro. Bong, yeah.
No, this bad. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah. Man.
But you was upset with me last episode.
Why was I upset
because
with you?
Because I said
I'm
that,
never upset
no,
with you, Annie.
You're
how
always
could you
upset
say
with
something
me?
Like that?
Because I said that not her other song. I don't know if it's called Every Time, but I call
yeah,
it
Every Time.
Time
I take a drink.
I
yeah.
said that I prefer that over Marketplace.
Why I tell you what I lady? Why I tell you what I lady?
That is my song.
Top.
I feel like she's singing darling. To me and my eyes are closed and I'm just like, I feel
She feel it. Exactly how it's supposed to feel.
That's how I, yeah.
Watch her.
Every time you take
and
a
it's my friend. It's my girl. Nadia is my friend.
Awesome.
I'm the one that introduced Nadia to everybody here, you know. And let him know that Nadia is the person he should be, you know, trying to work with anything, you know. But them over there having their own little love story about Nadia and song.
Oh, yeah, we love Nadia.
Nadia Batson, I love everything about you. That's all I have to say.
I ain't
sorry,
gonna lie.
Sorry, Katie.
No.
She's
Nadia is a
she's
boss.
A very
yeah, she's a great
amazing.
Writer. She's a great singer.
It's extremely
no
talented. Extremely beautiful.
Woman that make me twerk like Nadia Batson. I ain't gonna lie. That's unfiltered.
So
all how my bumper looking, father? I believe it's
so.
I believe it's fast.
So all
I am not gonna
Katie
lie.
Katie twerking and thing on the Nadia.
Yeah, no, it's only.
I'm gonna say, I believe my bumper's fat.
Yeah.
I have my bumper. That's me. I'm like, fat.
Don't let that
sound.
No, okay. Yes. Every song on the rhythm is fire. Because if skinny girl, up and up. Oh, I put my hands up.
Mm-hmm. But no. My bumper
looks
fat.
How my bumper looking? I look back and you know what I mean? I'm saying.
Don't say look back. Don't say look back. That is Annie. Annie and Lyrical have a.
Tight.
Annie and Lyrical.
He basically confirmed he was my husband. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Yo, Lyrical is a cool dude. I'm not going to lie.
He confirmed he was my husband.
There's a few artists on my roster that.
He has New York roots, so he is naturally going to be cool.
He cool, yeah. Bro. Man, this man, they even know I like him from day one. This man, when I
from
first heard Lona, man, I was going through some things.
But you got to go further back than that, man.
Go
no,
further
back
than
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
Lona,
I tried
yeah,
back
yeah. That. But Lona was yeah. the thing that, like, because I break up with my ex. The same time that song was playing.
You tell me I can't.
See, I had to bank up. But you understand it? I am a loner.
Right?
I am a whiner. Whining on all them girls.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't tell me I can't.
The blame one that you say like 24 hours. Oh, I can't remember it.
It's 25-8.
25. Yeah. Oh, you see?
I partying straight till the morning.
Look, and then when I met him, that's what my point with Trinidad was so real.
Mm-hmm.
Because I actually sit, talk to them guys, and like, oh, nah, they're not going to remember me. And then you go to another, because they have so much effect in one day, man. It's like, say, and by 5 minutes, leave. They won't remember me.
He didn't want to leave the island.
No. I was considering.
So I have to ask you.
Go.
Antigua or Trinidad then?
She's going to.
I had to ask you because if you're saying you didn't want to leave.
You got to bring London in. Let me be honest.
Bring London in? No, we don't need to. I know that I reside here, but London doesn't. London has not entered the chat.
We unfiltered. And Kaylee will always give you the truth. Unfiltered.
London's not entered the chat.
Let me hear this. Let me hear this interesting.
No, it's take care.
Let me know. Let me hear this interesting.
Were you asking about Antigua? Were you asking about Antigua?
You're saying you didn't want to leave that. Yeah.
Which carnival?
Which?
All right. So, which living carnival? Wise, I'm not
and
playing.
I'm sorry, I am British because I was born here. Notting Hill has not entered the chat.
Yeah,
Notting
it's
Hill
gonna
is
enter the chat because I'm very controversial. I don't care. What are they gonna do? Cancel me? Anyways, listen.
Yes, no, I'm joking. Go.
I have to be honest, and people have to feel that I love my country to the to the core. Antigua,
you're very Antiguan.
I'm moving in 2019 to. As everybody that move or whatever the case may be, to see if they can make a better life or whatever. I love London a lot.
Are you sure?
More than Antigua.
Oh, what do you mean, the soca scene?
No, on the soca scene. Love it here.
The community.
Now, what about over a big city or nothing like that? I've been to big cities or whatever. But
why?
It gets... Because... I know I might look funny and kind of lazy and whatever, but yeah, I like things that challenge me, and London does. Mm-hmm. I was bored of Antigua. I was bored of the weird kind of circle or the dung plane, whatever. It's not all Antiguans like that. Don't get confused. Antigua, very sweet. Go to it. There's fun people. There's fun people. I have to go back. Always have to go back. But like my girlfriend, she have to go back every year because she... despise London. There's no shame to London.
Does she?
Yeah.
I'm with
she
her.
Know Antigua more than I do. I was sheltered. She was more out. She brought me into Carnival. She brought me into Kess.
Mm-hmm. I would have never guessed that, ever.
Yeah, yeah we have big up, Chinese big and up white Peter. People and all that. Yeah, and yeah Keita,
big
yeah,
up,
she
big
brought me to
up then.
Jumping over lions. Remember, I was a church boy. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah. I've seen her in Vets and she gets some bad.
She
loves soca.
Yeah, she know every place in Antigua. I don't. You have to give me a landmark in Antigua to know where I'm going.
Yeah,
I don't know Antigua like that. London, I guess everybody's just the same and I fit in. She doesn't fit in here. Her mom is everybody home Antigua.
So your girlfriend, she's from Antigua as well?
No, well, she's born American.
Mm-hmm.
But she moved here. She moved to Antigua in like 2 months after she was born.
So she lived out there for her whole life. Yeah,
straight.
Yeah, because again, she's Antiguan.
So this is foreign for her.
Yeah.
Whereas me, that I was just traveling here and there with my parents.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't really have a time to really stay in Antigua. And I learned music through them.
Mm-hmm.
And it was never soca or like dancehall. So that's why they dropped down. It's not a personal hatred. It's just that I've been open.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And until I get like 16 or whatever, I come out to my shell and I'm gonna do this. I'm rebellious, the bad stage.
It's not a bad stage, it's called the learning stage.
It's learning.
Stage. Yeah. Thank you.
I thought you said living.
No, nothing is bad.
Learning.
Unless it is, it puts you in trouble, puts you in jail.
No.
Puts you in a defeatist position. Stage. Everything else is learning and growing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you. I like that.
No,
it's a learning stage.
Learning and growing. And sometimes you just let go.
I must see what this carnival is about. But to me, back home, no offense to all Antiguans, to me, because I was sheltered, it was like unsafe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
So I didn't go, you know what I mean?
Unsafe.
Until 2011,
mm-hmm.
that all my passion come out. So from what less? It's not even just about the song and the guy singing close to R&B, not soca, however. It's the fact that, I open out to people. The, oh, there's people in my creative space that dance for artists or do singing for artists, where in my sheltered brain is just like, oh, you just play a rhythm and a band just sing and that's it.
Yeah.
I, when I know, like, oh, I'm singing gospel. They have backup singers and whatever. I want to do what, like, what Chris Brown do and sing and dance until I even saw, like, even Ricardo Drew, he had a hard time even in Antigua because he sounded different.
Mm.
He was crying to me and expressing to me like, "How about you don't song Antiguan?" I never song Antiguan because my dad is Monstration, born and raised. That's why I got the British passport. Don't come for me. And my mom is Dominican, so she always speak like, try to teach us French, but I'm a retarded.
Listen, you need to come join me on the Creole set.
Yeah, I should. Yeah, I went to St. Lucia and I
and he always looking to bring somebody in on the Creole. I never get invited. No, I don't understand this or not.
Gasa.
Hey, Gasa.
Don't come to Creole now.
Gasa. Let me go on that. It's all good. It's all good. Annie,
you don't need invite.
I real good. You understand, man? I real good. I good.
Wherever I go.
I good or no?
You're good.
Yeah, I real good.
Yeah, so
I real good. You understand me?
That's why I said I'm going to St. Lucia Carnival. He was upset that I didn't invite him. You don't need an invitation. You can. Where I go?
I need to go.
Come.
There's the bumper wall.
Come, listen.
Yeah, the bumper wall. That's serious. Take it now.
Can we get it right? Bumper wall.
The bumper wall.
The
bumper wall is a. The bumper wall is a.
There's a song for the wall.
Watch me.
Thank you.
Is a serious thing, you know?
Bumper wall is serious.
It's a.
I've been told this year that I need to.
I never seen.
I need
it,
to jump on the wall and I need to do the splits on the wall.
I was sitting on the wall. I was sitting on the wall, boy.
This year, wait, hold on. Are you going this year?
Yeah, she going this year.
The 9th to the 24th of July.
What kind of credit card I can mess up now? Because
I'm telling everybody, if you want to come. Let me show you my island.
No. I went to St. Lucia for 2 weeks. But it wasn't around carnival time, man.
I was just
in a hotel, which I the sad thing, because I used to work in a hotel in Antigua, and I always employed guests to like go meet people, to understand the culture, and then I find myself doing what people used to do until I meet people, and I went to the weekend party, the street party, whatever, and I went to the surface.
You went to the street party?
Yeah.
Happens
and
every
that's
Friday.
That's when I discovered Grozile
Street Party.
Then,
Listen.
When
and it's mad because
don't make bomb, but
catch a fire. I say, y'all
whining and splitting and learning that.
And I said, that's bum bum wall this year. If you see me on the bum
no bum bum wall, only on Instagram, dog.
That's the one thing I've been tasked with this year. To jump on the bumper wall and do the splits.
Yeah, you don't really have to jump, Annie. You could just walk
up. Well, I can go to St. Lucia.
You could walk up on this side. But you could walk up on this side and you could climb up on the wall right there.
What about 5'7"? No relation. Just asking for a friend. 5'7". Can the person get up there?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You could walk up on the other side and then climb up on the wall right there. So the wall just be like that.
Vertically challenged.
No. I knew they are like short and sweet, but like 5'5".
Nah, listen, I wish I was 5'2"
I can't
and
even
a half.
This conversation.
You were like
leave me out of it. You know, you're something real upset with life about now.
This guy run up to me at Bacon Shark in Trinidad. What a giant, bro. That's the only giant on the beach, bro.
Oh, listen. Let's we continue. There's no giants anywhere in the world right now. Kelly, we're in 2024. You've had one release this year already. Well, two releases, really.
Yeah.
But Mass and Tongue came out in
2023. Late 2023.
For you, as an artist in the UK, right? And you have a lot of collaborations with, and you work with Pajo, you've worked with Simbali.
Yes.
You've worked with Desire.
Yes.
You know, you've worked with they're gonna kill
Sun
me.
Sundivas.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
You know yourself. You email me.
Have you worked with Chidi Boy Juicy yet?
I don't think so.
Because I mean,
we spoke about collabing on certain songs or whatever. 100% I do respect artists. If you're listening right now, I have no stuff. We have to work on a
we feel the vibe.
Mm-hmm.
So there's many
songs.
It has
songs to be organic.
That, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like.
You can't just say, let's do a song and it's going
to
run.
Because we know we hot right now.
Yeah, it has to be organic. No, it has to make sense.
It must always make sense, yeah.
It has to make sense.
Because content is everything nowadays,
right? Content, yeah.
Content is everything.
But there's some real people. There are some people like just like to see the people together. Oh, I like Bungie, I like Marshall. I don't know. No, the song have to be right.
Because
we wouldn't have family with Skinny Fabulous, you and you or whatever. Mm-hmm. The song have to be right. It's not for people that, I like this one, I like this one, so they should do a song. It's, no, I like them, and they should do a song for the people.
Yeah.
I get it.
Let me tell you, it's different now because I like, because I get a lot of people like, we should.
You know, you have to. But don't be afraid to ask the question why, you know.
So you say no now?
No, don't be afraid to ask the question why.
That's good. Well, not good.
Ask the question why.
It's you're evaluating what makes sense and for you than the direction you want to go down,
right,
I guess.
No, I won't be unfiltered. Every song that you hear in Antigua Carnival for 2024, I have part to play in it. Every song that you like, every song that you love, I wrote that. I produced that.
Nice.
Unfiltered.
Nice. So you're making sure that your stamp your ID right there in Antigua now. Nice. That's
what
we like to hear.
Know, so I don't mind to be like a ghostwriter, but you will see my name attached to it. Every song that they hear on the radio for 2024 is mine.
All right. All right, boss.
That's unfiltered.
Listen, I'm smiling. All right.
Nice. We like that.
Yeah.
We like that.
Because I know I'm going to be under the rubble or whatever.
So I'm going to put you on the spot now, huh?
Go.
Give me some lyrics to Mass and Tongue. You see what I'm saying? I just saw some lyrics to Mass and Tongue.
As I said, when I went to Trinidad, I didn't understand the lyrics of what I was writing until I get there.
Yeah.
And the first verse hit me when I first went to Trinidad.
Mm-hmm.
I said, have you ever been to a place like this? Just like that. And I was just writing it and thinking it was simple until I reached there.
And you're like, no.
So should I say?
Yeah, go through first verse. Give me first verse, man.
You have put me on the spot.
You're an artist. Sell your song.
So I have
sell
to
it.
Ready.
All the time. Call
college boy Jesse.
College boy. Have you ever been to a place this? You're good there. You're good right there.
So everybody for Trinidad, I love you guys. And being new to the soca industry over like probably a decade or two or whatever. And it just hit me what I wrote. Have you ever been to a place like this? Where the atmosphere is so sweet, very sweet, yeah. Where the energy taking me a bliss, You always feel so much West Indianness, yo. Look vibes when we in the place. Liquor pouring down like rain, it's bacchanal. So many people coming down in town. Welcome every creed and race. Trinidad.
Yes.
Cause this is the favorite place. And this is how we people just get on. Look how we beat in iron like
I think it was late October. I played somewhere because I am a College Boy Jesse fan.
I'm a College Boy Jesse fan from a long time.
Same. You understand me? From a long, long time.
Yeah.
Same.
You know, and then to see that you were collabing with him and how this song just epitomized what Trinity Bill Carnival is. If you ever been to a place like this, and I'm telling you, every creed and race under the sun comes to Trinidad and Tobago Carnival.
That's College Boy.
You understand what I'm saying? I'm telling you, when you
anthem.
I'll be there.
And I know it was sad for you that you wasn't able to be on the back end of it. You understand? God. You left 2 weeks before Carnival itself. You understand? That's right. He was balling. On the beaches, like, but I don't go. I really don't go. You understand, man? From the food, from the food to the vibes and to the woman, everything.
Everything was
good. We'll be there for the whole 365 days because apparently Carnival lost.
I'm not gonna lie, respect to you. I'm glad I seen you on the last day. Unfortunately, it had to be the last day, but it was in a good place.
Yeah.
That was your last day?
Yeah, that was the last day. Last couple hours before we head to the airport. And everybody, well, Shaker, he was buzzing about Bacon Shark for the entire week, but we didn't get a chance to do it.
Oh, that's amazing.
And you were calling me.
Yes.
And I didn't get a chance to get around, however. And it just happened. Let me just say, y'all are amazing. Oh, sorry. You guys, everybody from Trinidad, everybody that supported me, whatever the case may be, with my writing, with my singing, my dance and everything, family-wise, thank you. Too many names to mention. And support this channel as well. This is my first podcast, Shot the Soca. Support this, because this bringing vibes to London and everybody that here, whether you're from the Caribbean or wherever, because I'm not going to be honest and tell you, that back home when I'm in Antigua, I'm kind of naive. I only thought that Caribbean people had carnival.
Yeah.
Not last really. Year was my first Notting Hill carnival.
Boy.
Oh, what? So that's why you wanted to bring Notting Hill into the chat?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I hear you. So into the Netherlands. What did you think of Notting Hill carnival then as your first experience last year?
Yeah, you sure you don't want to answer?
No, listen, I want to hear you because... I want to hear because right. It's weird because that was the first one back.
That was the second one back from COVID.
But yeah. The first one was a bit. They still had some.
Okay, issues, unfiltered.
The first one they had some issues to work
unfiltered.
Through. Unfiltered. So,
unfiltered.
What was your opinion of Notting Hill Carnival?
You sure you want to do this?
Yes, just say it. Be honest.
I can be honest. I don't know who thin skin out there, but let me tell you honestly. I'm not gonna play that again.
Did you do it? You're not gonna do Notting Hill. You're not doing Notting Hill again.
No. Until it changed.
Change in what way?
He just said no. I'm not coming back.
In what way?
I'm not gonna play around with it.
From what perspective? From a masqueraders or being on the road itself?
There's certain things if you listen to the podcast from start to finish. There's a certain aspect of my life where, maybe don't look emotional, but I'm emotional for little details and whatever the case may be. And last year was my first time playing. And I don't see the enjoyment of people that pay the money, that people that really love soca, really enjoying themselves. What I saw for Notting Hill Carnival is the bystanders, no offense to bystanders. It's not bystanders that care about soca or carnival or people enjoying themselves. Seeing, I saw people having their little cliques and little parties, and they take away from the atmosphere of what we're celebrating. I don't want to do Notting Hill Carnival again. If I do, I'm doing for the masqueraders on the road that work hard, that listen to soca, that can't wait to see their artists, can't wait to hear their song, can't wait to free up them. I did not see my people enjoying themselves as much. I didn't see the bystanders enjoying themselves. What I saw was a lot of little alleys and avenue having their thing. And y'all put bad names with the whole stabbing and this and carrying on. This is not a festival at Ibiza or wherever, Malta, wherever you guys are. This is Caribbean culture. And if you can't work in Notting Hill in London, keep it in the Caribbean, sadly to say. But I want my London people to enjoy it as well. But for me personally, if you take out all that mess, wherever you go, as I told you, as soon as I land off the plane, was true for me, is to hear soca music beating from the airport. It's to see smiling faces and beautiful people ready to mash up the place for their carnival. And I didn't see my hardworking people that work hard, 9 to 5 or double, paying costume, paying this, going to every event, every fete, to wave their flag, to be in the hundreds.
Yeah,
I don't like it. It's the worst carnival.
I take on your...
It's
your,
not the worst.
I hear your take, Kaylee. And,
what I've been to? It's not the worst. Nothing can be fixed. Yeah. I don't mind the diversity, but if they do it So I'm for the people, man.
I hear you. So I've had a few conversations with people within Notting Hill Carnival, with regards to how Carnival is on the road, you know, and it's a very difficult thing. The landscape of it is very difficult. Yes, definitely the sound systems that are on the side roads and stuff, they need to make sure that it's only sound systems that have paid promotional spaces, right? Not anybody will hook up their speakers in a corner.
Someone in their house.
Or somebody's in their house or whatever. That kind of thing. They need to have a little bit more control over that, because then that creates another sector that needs to be managed and have police presence as well.
And then
it filters onto the carnival route, which then creates another issue.
Yeah.
You know? So it's those things I understand, you know, masqueraders themselves. Let me be honest. Masqueraders turn up on the road on the Monday, especially late.
Yeah.
Right?
That's fine.
So, no, it's not. Let me tell you why.
Is that fine?
Let me tell you why. If it is they get to their band spots on time, they won't have issues with their costumes
that's
and
true,
breaking
that's
up
true,
from,
that's
wherever,
true, that's true.
From wherever it is they're coming from to get to where their
true.
Spot is. If they band, say, on the Sunday, you have to be there for 9 o'clock.
Be there.
Be there for 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Be there for 10 o'clock.
That's true.
You understand me? Because there's significantly less people on the road at that time. And they'd be like, oh my gosh, I'm trying to get you to get to my band. I'd have people everywhere. I say, what time did you do that? 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I like that. We're holding everybody accountable.
Everybody has to be accountable.
Like,
we have to hold everybody accountable.
I can't
That's
lie
good.
To you. We went to go and record. I'm showing ourselves up right now.
No.
I'm not going to include you on this because it wasn't you. Super Trinity is separate. But myself and Carib Culture, like our production team, we went to go and record on Monday. And
sure,
to be
Myra
fair,
Studios as well.
Myra Studios, yes. We was late. We was there about 1:00 and there were so many people who were trying to reach their band. And I'm just like, I know for a fact, you was told a 9 a.m.,
yep.
10 a.m.
Yeah, so Masqueraders is your
Because I told them. Because I told them what time to come in.
He told me.
The Masqueraders email them, though?
No, 100%.
They should have done. He told me 8 a.m. I was like, that's
I told her early.
9 a.m. It's not going to happen.
I said, you want to get the footage you want to get? You got to come early. Right? And then you could go and do whatever.
I can't lie. I didn't say it wasn't going to happen.
I applaud the band's team. Big up to every band in the UK, because for you guys having it here, broaden my mind that is elsewhere. So I'm not downgrading the Notting Hill Carnival.
No, it's good. There's certain things that
I feel like, man, I rock with these people for years. No. I know they love that thing.
So, you know, they can't
wait to free up and they don't get a chance to feel. I am upset because this is my first time when I see it.
Notting Hill Carnival is It's amazing.
Too much
I can't lie
too
to
much
you.
Of people
it's
celebrating at the team time. No problem. I love the university of everybody together. Mm. I don't like the little branch off into place.
But
I don't like my people
that
pay.
A city that's so diverse as London, because we have, I think that's down to it. Is it
a carnival, man? Should it be
Notting Hill
Carnival?
I've said it's Notting Hill Carnival by name, but it's wireless. That's what I equate it. Do you know wireless that happens in Frinsby
right.
Park? I equate it to wireless because to me, people see it as a festival. They don't see it as a cultural celebration as what
I will interject there. You can't say it's wireless. The reason why is if it is, we have to maintain our brand, we have to stand for the brand. Notting Hill Carnival is Notting Hill Carnival. Regardless of if it is, there is people coming from wherever other part of the world coming there, let them know that they're coming to Notting Hill Carnival.
Right.
I agree with you, but I don't feel that
no.
everybody that attends Notting Hill Carnival, they don't see it as a celebration of soca. They see it as
anything. They can't look like a festival to walk in. That's my point. Here's a street party.
So
that's my
and
point.
I've said it so many times. Like the actual, so me personally, I feel like the
She's
carnival
right.
association.
She's right.
needs to do a little bit more.
Let me ask you, Super Shinny. Is Notting Hill Carnival is Notting Hill Carnival for what it is? Or Notting Hill Carnival is just a line? I'm talking from our place. Remember when I was in Antigua?
Yeah.
I don't love soca like that.
Let me tell you.
I was just going for a line. Is it just a line or a celebration? Is it just a line for people? And only when I get into the mix, I understand what people feel.
Every masquerader that paying £700 for a costume, they're not paying for a line. They're paying to play carnival.
They are.
And but yes, what's the meaning throughout?
No, but the meaning,
for a line.
The meaning throughout, right,
do is going to be...
Huh?
They but don't
listen,
get
some
carnival.
Of them, some of them believe...
You.
No, most masqueraders... Listen,
I'm being...
Me. All you're asking me, and yeah, I'm giving my unbiased opinion... I'm giving my unbiased opinion because I have worked with carnival bands. Mm-hmm. I've been within Notting Hill Carnival for a very long time.
Whoa.
And I can speak to how masqueraders, their overall feelings have been throughout the years.
Mm-hmm.
For the past 2 years, it has been very difficult for masqueraders. 100%.
Why is that?
The reason
why...
No, let me tell you why.
Is them want to
because, let me tell you, after COVID, everybody, every minute, every opportunity there was... to do something outside, people will just go crazy, right? And we have to recognize that's had a massive impact on everybody, right? Mm-hmm. So when Notting Hill Carnival came around year before last year, right, there was people just everywhere.
It was the first big moment
that everybody would come out from all
would
woodwork,
change
right?
That.
It was like
right?
The first free.
And I
then,
would change
the
that for you guys
then,
in London.
Then the
don't
second
let me get
year,
in that committee.
No. Listen. And then the second year, right? Like based on the conversations I've had with Notting Hill Carnival, when they walk back to the bands, a lot of those issues are coming from band leaders not pushing their band along the road, and then the common sense, you know, the common sense. Look at them. The common sense with it as well. You know, some of the common sense things that everybody's working with is just not there. So it's just sometimes the way how things are facilitated on the road is not as quick as it should be. So sometimes you'll have a backup of bands. They have a big space between bands.
Let me put it out for you. I don't have a problem. I do not have a problem with people sightseeing. Mm-hmm. I do not have a problem with people learning the culture. I'm just taking it from a personal
I'm
taking it a personal point of view for years ago. I could be 100% incorrect, whatever the case may be.
You're wrong, Kaylee.
I like that.
Come for me.
I like what he explained. He's not attached to us or them.
No.
He's
speaking. I'm for the culture.
He's important.
I am for the culture. 100%.
100% for the culture. Always.
If anybody don't know, we talked before. He's an impartial guy. I love that. But I'm gonna challenge you. Let's say Annie is my girlfriend right now.
Mm.
She's the love of my life.
Uh-huh.
Love soca.
Real thing. You're Grenadian. You're not Grenadian though.
No.
So yeah.
But I can still play job. I can still play job. She wants to introduce me to the soca scene.
Yeah.
Me and my friends, girls, guys, whoever, she's the only soca-holic there.
Mm.
You? I'm impartial. I don't want to hear you right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is my woman. Say, yo, you, your friends, my friends, we're going to Notting Hill Carnival.
Mm-hmm.
This woman introduced me. So the whole time, I'm impartial. I'm living with this woman. Have to hear soca, like it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Go out everywhere, whether Scala, whether new to London, like it or not.
Mm-hmm.
This is my woman
introducing
me and my friends, her friends, to soca. Just to come up to Notting Hill Carnival.
Mm-hmm.
To see that this woman that work hard introduced me and my friends and her friends to carnival. She in big feathers, however, not
my frontline costume.
Not enjoying herself.
Yes.
The whole year that she introduced, not her listening, not her really, really loving soca like that. She done love soca. She trying to get us in to the soca, to the carnival thing. Not really enjoying it. We gonna enjoy it?
Well, I guess.
No, you're not.
I'm gonna enjoy it when I. Is that? Come on. Let me.
No, I agree with you.
It's not about a song. It's not about a song.
Do you know what I will say? I feel like, and I I learned this last year, because last year I wasn't normally carnival. I'm with a band on Monday. Mm-hmm. And last year, because obviously for the podcast, I was interviewing people. So I was literally just free roaming. And I learned so much last year because it really does depend what band you're with. Because so many people complain that they don't hear this, they don't hear that. I heard everything. Everything passed me. I was on that. But it depends. 2 days. But it depends.
And I still upset about it's nothing.
But it depends on which band you choose to go with. Because
MC for 2 days. I play all kind of tune. I see it from a people point of view. Man. Okay, so let me go back to our story.
Mm.
We and my friends and her friends, we come to not new to this. Let's say we don't notice that she didn't enjoy it. Mm. She took us to St. Lucia.
You're gonna enjoy St. Lucia.
She took us to Barbados. She took us to Trinidad. Do you want me to say that London is the best?
But Kaylee, we've discussed it.
It's not the same thing.
We've said it's not Notting Hill. It's not an excuse. It's a fact.
Yeah, it's a fact that if it is
anything y'all want,
wrong again. I can't say that, and I'm going to say this.
I'm going to say that wrong again.
I said. It depends on your perspective mm-hmm. on how it is you choose to look at it. Mm-hmm. If it is you start coming to events in and around Notting Hill Carnival, you come to the Soca Monarch, you come to Calypso Monarch, you go to the Tabernacle and you see those things, right? You get a different feeling, a different vibe.
Who?
Huh?
Who?
Anybody.
Anybody.
Anybody. No, because it's accent. Because it's accent.
You know what I'm arguing about. You know what I'm arguing about.
Using your example, you and your friends.
But using
yourself,
if you go to, you and your friends and whatever.
So me being your girlfriend, I'm not, but in our example, I'm respectful to Keita. So listen, I'm not, but in your example, me being your girlfriend, I brought you, your friends, my friends, everybody, we go.
So you go and you're enjoying different events within Carnival, right? Mm-hmm. And then you will recognize that you get the influx of European people coming in for Carnival.
That's fine.
On the final week, right? But on the road, right, what the spectacle is, a lot of people still have never experienced anything to do with Carnival, anything to do with costumes.
So why in Barbados, we have to bend to them?
No, it's not bending. It's not about
you
bending.
No, listen, it's not about bending. That's not my point.
For anybody, anything that's new, we're not bending. There's no bending.
We're not bending.
I'm saying my first time was last year, mm-hmm. and I have to see alleyways but, with different songs.
But Kaylee, the difference
no dancer,
for me,
I don't hate nothing.
And
the,
because Kaylee, you have to understand the tradition of Notting Hill Carnival, those sound systems on the side street,
Kaylee, listen to what I'm saying to you.
I'm talking about Foundation Notting Hill Carnival. I'm not talking about now.
Those people who were doing it close to the main route,
they weren't supposed to be there.
No, so like,
there are stages.
Last year, there are stages.
Yeah, don't tell me that.
Let me tell you, Super Junior, for example,
last year, and I'm not calling out no brands, nobody in particular.
I don't even know that.
Facts are facts. Benjart Stadium, was, to me, practically on the route.
And that made a big difference.
Let me tell you, it made it so hard for us to pass through on the actual route because they were on the... hold on a minute. You guys understand
UK Carnival.
Maybe we will have another discussion about Notting Hill Carnival. We'll have another discussion.
This is a very long discussion.
We're in 2024. You just released a new track.
Yeah.
Okay, next question.
This is Kaylee's studio. As you can see, he's very emotional right now. So we're trying to bring it home here.
Yeah.
You understand me? The sweet, what's the name of the rhythm?
It's called Sweet Jam Rhythm, produced by Desktop. You don't know everybody involved. Mm-hmm. Pajo, you don't know. Phoenix,
yes.
Kaylee, Sweet Jam.
Yeah. All right. So what's the name of your student called?
Sweet Jam.
All right. So, yeah, I mean, you're on the spot right now. Hit me.
Ready?
Yeah.
You got the wine that I want so much. Hey. Yo, sweet girl, you know I'm tempted to touch your body, yeah. Baby girl, I'm yo, listen. Should I sing right now?
Yeah, sing it. Yeah, sing it.
Really?
Listen, sing it.
Sing it. Sing it. This is how we finishing it off right here. Go
listen, get into your.
I want to come here every week.
Get into your Chris Brown bag. Because now I know. Listen, you can pretend.
Just hold it right here. Go through. Go through.
I love this podcast, but you talk about it's because you got me there, Trini.
It's not that, it's the same. The button lady, the English harbor, he duck at the harbor right now. He duck
at the harbor. Listen. And yeah.
Here's your boy, Kaylee. It's been a fun ride. This is my first podcast ever. Big up to my host and everything. People that welcome me here. Then Annie, big of a cell.
You know,
Super Trini in the village. That give me love from Trini, love from you. Every time you see me, it's beer love or whatever. We do love everybody. Right now, it's your boy Kaylee from Antigua, born and raised. You don't know, Kaylee Music 268. Email me.
Email?
6-8.
Right.
Antigua area code. You got the wine that I want so much. This is a sweet jam. Sweet girl, you know I'm tempted to touch your body, yeah. Baby girl, I'm falling in love. Hey, or something. One wine, not enough. Hey, one wine, not enough. Excuse me, bitch, you gotta come, you know. Love all your grooving. Hey, girl, you're too bad. Should I give that Martin tongue? Cause I'm mixing before we leave, everybody cups up. This is a shot of soca. Your boy Kaylee, we'll be back with Pajo, Shaker, AG. Have you ever been to a place like this? Mm-hmm. Last one. Where the atmosphere is so sweet, very sweet, yeah. Where the energy taking me, I'm blessed. You always feel so much West Indianness, yo. Look vibes when we in the place. Liquor pouring down like rain. It's bacchanal. Plenty people coming down. Listen, here come every creed and race. I want everybody to knock the bottle right now. And this is how we people just get on. Look how we beat in iron like rankankatakankatakankatang. Rankankatakankatang. Hey, rankankatakankatang. Yo,
look how we beat in iron.
Yeah, listen. I can't even say that, let alone.
Listen.
I had to learn the lyrics to that, so I still haven't
it's not
learned
easy
it.
To say, you know.
I still haven't learned
it's not
it.
Easy.
If you hear different lyrics, I still haven't learned it.
Yeah, Shatta Soka here. It's your show, Super Trini Vibes, alongside the wonderful Annie. Okay. You know, and want to say thank you to our esteemed guest, mm-hmm. Kaylee in the building, representing 268. Don't forget to check out our podcast, subscribe.
Yes.
Make sure you follow us. And if as always, yes. We take in any kind of comments. Once it's productive, don't come with no nonsense.
No.
If you come with any kind of nonsense.
I like nonsense. So send me the nonsense. Send production.
Well, I'm the auxiliary support. But anyway. We out. One love. We'll see you later again. And we beating iron like.
Hey!